Thank you.
Welcome back. It's Saturday night, January 19th. We're hanging out with Andras Jones, John Donahue, Movie Mike, and Soquel Rice, the lady in the room. Welcome back to downtown Los Angeles, Skid Row, like really Skid Row. Like we're at like
seriously
6th Street. And they've cleaned it up quite a bit.
The urine or the people? What are you talking about?
The half the bums, but the bums that are left all have like, you know, they pee extra.
Yes.
It's, I don't know. And they're also more like just, they're like seem like Hollywood characters on in front of the Grauman's Chinese dropped because they're overly.
Not
like,
Grauman's Chinese
there's a crazy
anymore.
Guy in,
no,
the,
it's not.
In the hutch in the building. Okay. Here's the guy coming towards me who's going to want to bum something off of me.
And he's dressed as the Hulk.
That'd be great. They should come down here.
Yeah.
At like 2-3 in the morning.
You should get some of them on the show. I'd love to hear what they have to say. Oh. I really would.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, we're here with Superman and the Hulk and the Ninja Turtle.
We couldn't get Batman. SpongeBob. He has an ankle bracelet and couldn't go within 150 yards of his house. So we had to, he's going to call in.
Let's see what they have to say.
I heard Batman was very violent and drunk. Yeah,
well, did you see Confessions of a Superhero?
I did.
Did he beat somebody up on that? Like he actually took a guy out.
Yeah, and Superman was nasty. He would go and home every 2 hours and like shower in his outfit and then run out. He's like, it's hot, and I dry off real quick and then run back down to the.
Wet Superman.
So it was.
Don't
it was
you kind of wish
great...
life was like that though? You could just run home, hop in a shower,
dressed as Superman.
Dressed in.
Did you ever see that Hollywood Gardens one? And it's the same motel that, or hotel that Janis Joplin died in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up kind of by the near the Magic Castle.
Oh, okay.
Sandwiches.
Love that place.
It is. I've known people from back east that I'd worked with, and when they came to LA for their, I'm going to give it 13 weeks, and I'm going home if it doesn't work out. And they'd stay there. And I had some good times. Good times at that hotel. But there's a great documentary on it.
13 weeks
about
in LA?
Everyone living there, and they're all actors, and they're all set up, old and young, and people that just got there, and. It's a great documentary. Look up the, I think it's called Hollywood Gardens.
Mm. Is it on Netflix streaming?
I'm sure it's Netflix or some sort of illegal page.
Don't like tune into
YouTube.
It right now, though.
YouTube has. No, not now.
We're here on the radio.
Take notes. Take
on the
notes.
Call sheet.
We're on the call sheet.
On the call sheet, Tales of the Bum Machine.
Skip away.
Yeah.
Do not skip
There's
away.
There's some really interesting movies on Netflix. Let's talk about them.
Well, come on. Why not? See, there's nothing to talk
we've
about.
We've taken out the two, the
we
seven,
can ask the Oracle
four,
at the end.
The eight. It went to
two,
white
seven,
card,
eight,
too.
And four like are, we are the it's numbers that card. Have been picked. So you can figure out what the other ones are if you're clever that way.
What did you have notes?
Not John.
I am so
he's
confused.
For Vanessa's call. Thanks for calling in, Vanessa, by the way.
Yeah.
I got to say
well,
call.
The only thing I wanted to say about that, because she asked about why Cloud Atlas was... Yeah, it was misunderstood, and that song is called Webpage of Dorian Gray, which is a reference to the picture of Dorian Gray, a portrait of Dorian Gray, which is Oscar Wilde novella, I guess. And Oscar Wilde is someone who was not fully understood in his time.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have an interpretation
the guy that
loosely.
Makes the hot dogs.
And
Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde, yes, is not the guy who makes the hot dogs.
Okay, sorry. That was Mike, movie media.
Media Mike.
He wrote the important
all to
Ernest.
All to the tides of major studios with his pithy reviews.
So full of pith and vinegar.
You know, I don't want to go. We've already asked enough Cloud Atlas questions,
no,
but I am curious what Oscar Wilde would think of Cloud Atlas.
Or a Pringles pumpkin spice chips. We're done with that, aren't we? Okay, sorry.
No, I was going to advertise something else.
Why are they misunderstood?
Well, I thought with Dorian Gray, we'll understand the story is the picture kind of takes the hit for the life and the scars and the stuff and the age, the unpleasant things or... And in an arts case, I was thinking of Cloud Atlas and I thought of great movies that do not get box office. They lost millions for studios, but have that special place in our hearts. Mm-hmm. We're like, so
Ishtar.
Glad this fucking got made. Ishtar.
I actually like that movie.
I love that movie.
Thank you.
Life of Brian. Thank you, George. Thank you, George.
Yeah.
Thank you for making handmade films and making Life of Brian.
Can I just say, when Blade Runner in 2001 came out, they were misunderstood I think they tanked, if I'm not mistaken. But now they do hold a special place in our hearts, don't they?
I ran my ass to Blade Runner. And
you did?
I remember him jumping the building and with the broken finger hanging on. And my finger was broken watching that movie. And it was beautiful. Wow. The whole movie was...
Did you call the dove through the screening? Let it go.
But combining Ridley Scott and then with Philip K. Dick, that is what... That's what sci-fi is all about, is a great artist with a vision. And Douglas Trumbull, who did the special effects.
That was amazing.
And, an amazing cast, Harrison Ford, Rutger Hauer.
No CGI.
Daryl
That's
Hannah.
All real miniatures. It's amazing what they could do when they actually had to work and do something so creative and so amazing, like those models and just amazing stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So my interpretation of Cloud Atlas is that art.
Unlike Cloud Atlas... Which doesn't use any models.
How dare you?
You were just saying that.
Listen.
Who's a model?
All right. You know what? She was beautiful. Beautiful.
There you go. She's a model.
A model. Korean model.
Tom Hanks is a model citizen, from what I understand.
I just like miniatures.
Dude, Tom Hanks reminds me of a miniature.
Dude, Dan Roebuck saying how nice Tom Hanks is.
That's terrifying.
Oh, I couldn't do my voice. We got to get Dan Roebuck in here. Anyway, he'd be great. Oh, by the way, I'm going to see his play tomorrow night, Keith, if you want to go. He's doing the 39 Steps.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. You want to go tomorrow night? Should we talk about this after? Shouldn't be on the radio, right?
Maybe.
You don't want people to know where you are.
I'm going to foursquare it.
Hey, I'm right here.
Well, if you want to go.
This is an alert to all Keith Coogan stalkers.
We're
all Dan Roebuck stalkers.
You know that you're a fan of Hitchcock. You've been stalking Keith Coogan for a while, and you're a fan of Hitchcock. This is the event.
Night. This is the night. We'll talk about it later, Keith.
Get to literally kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, nice. It's true.
I could only wish.
Okay, another question. We've all asked questions.
We've all asked questions.
I felt like Vanessa's question was almost my question until she asked the question she asked.
Wait, what? You were going to do a question?
I speak like Yoda sometimes.
I have no idea. You're like a miniature to me now.
You like miniatures,
so that's good.
I knew there was something weird and creepy and sexual about the way you said, you like miniatures, and now you're putting that on me,
I have a question. Can I just ask you a question about the movie you did? We all know what movie you did. Can I bring it up? Do you want to talk about that?
The movie I did? I did a bunch of movies.
I know you did the big one, the Elm Street
movie. Nightmare on Elm Street, yeah.
Part of the Dream Master.
The Dream Master.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Now, there's a scene where you did some karate in that movie. There was nobody else there. It was you and some white sheets.
Yeah.
Yes. What's the deal with that? Why was there... I'm just asking, why? What happened?
Oh, well, Freddy is invisible.
And no, I know that. Did they... Now, I saw the... I thought you were going to explain it as a documentary. It was very informative. Tell us about that. I'm just wrong.
There's nothing interesting to say about that.
Oh, jeez. That was my question.
Sorry. I can tell you something else about Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes. Interesting about the Dream Master of Nightmare on Elm Street.
I want to hear this stuff. I'm a fan.
Yeah, because, what's interesting about that is, first of all, is that I don't like horror films. I'm easily scared. I don't enjoy them, but I've become a part of the fabric of, like, Freddy Krueger is like Frankenstein. He's like Dracula. He's for the ages. He's a monster that is for the people. He has legions of fans. And if he's at a convention and that convention invites me there, I go there and I'm like a part of this, it's like being a part
of a mythology.
Yeah.
Part of a mythology.
Until as long as I'm alive, I can be, I'll be the old guy, $20 for my signature. But what's really weird about that is that my father was a dream psychologist and wrote books about dreams, and that was his whole thing. And I always thought that Nightmare on Elm Street would just sort of... I never really even thought about that when I did it because I was like, it's kind of inconsequential. I thought I was on my way to some other party.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out that my party, my Hollywood party, the one that anyone knows about, as you say, thank you,
It's
totally valid.
Your Hollywood party? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think most people who aren't Tom Hanks or whatever, have that experience of Hollywood, is that if you come here and have some success, you usually think that it's some success on the way to some other success.
That's what I'm thinking.
And this might be as good as it. You might Cloud Atlas might be it for you, John.
It's not it, my friend.
No, I don't think so. I can tell you. At first, I thought you were like a sort of a nicer John Corbett, but now I think that you're just
he's dark and fucking
less intelligent.
Don't let these handsome, tall, good looks fucking fool you, man.
That's 2012 me. I'm just 2013, John.
This is the Dennis Leary coming out. You see this Dennis Leary? There's a part of you that just wants to pounce and get angry.
No,
yes.
Only at Keith.
There's
a drunken Irishman.
Yes, there is an angry man inside that.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
It's going to make him a great actor, though.
Wow.
He's going to do very well.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for adding
that. You could play like some sort of creepy lieutenant. Who's
creepy.
Like,
or Ike Turner.
Yeah.
You could play Ike Turner.
Or Ed Turner.
He did play the guidance counselor
Nat Turner,
from hell.
Maybe?
I did. Did you hear that? The commentary?
What?
That's actually... Never mind. Oh. No. I was referred
you
to
You guys are
that.
The kings of the inside joke. You know this.
He was on...
Men of a Certain Age.
Men of a Certain Age.
But I got the season 2 commentary, and Ray Romano and Mike Royce, wonderful guy. Guys gave me a wonderful shot and did 2 episodes. Listen to this, Keith. In the commentary, they said that I was the guidance counselor from hell, and I thought that was great. That was really cool.
I could see you as the guidance counselor
from hell. And here's the thing. What about the karate? I don't that all that other crap. That's great, but did you have to learn that?
I learned
the movie?
Some karate, but they didn't actually have me use it. Why I say that? Because this is the question you're asking. The question that every fan asks the same question.
That's the same.
It's always that. But I'll tell you,
I was being original.
I learned a little bit of karate. You've done this on a film. They tell you you have to learn something.
I've never learned karate on a film.
There's something else. They tell you learn fencing or learn how to do a magic
trick.
They tell
you to learn how to act, but that's different.
How'd that go?
I don't know. Not well.
Yeah, really?
I went and took up karate.
Was this on... And he brings it back.
Sorry, finish.
Finish what?
No, it's like
choking on his hoagie.
Oh my God, you're right. I forgot the Keith show.
Keith Leslie, he's been turning blue. Does anyone know the Heimlich? Did you learn that on set?
I heard that the Heimlich was revoked. The Heimlich is now revoked as a method for extracting food from someone's esophagus.
Keith just spit out all the
water. I'm laughing too hard. I was going to choke to death. I tried to chew it into this liquefied. I was like, I could aspirate it. I could die. Oh, my God. So I just had to spit it out. I'm sorry.
Esophageal food removal is now.
Radio host, so Keith Coogan died today, choking on a Subway 6-inch. Funeral services will be held at the Magic Castle. The Reverend Dan Roebuck.
Okay. All right, so you learned karate a little bit for the movie.
Wow. We're live right now. Call in 800-893-9562.
We're going to bring in guests and ask them the question that they keep saying they don't want to answer.
What's that number on?
It's like I'm at HUAC or something. Do I need to plead the fifth?
Call in 800-893-9562.
What's happening?
Yes, the number here is 800-893-9562. John Donahue has raised his hand.
I have a question.
Yes, in the back. Chair recognizes John Donahue from the great state of the other side of the table.
Of Burbank. We're not
of
in Burbank.
Neo-soul.
Of Neo-soul. Hey, does Bob England call you?
Bob England.
I call him Bob.
Doesn't go by Bob England.
Bob England clamshell.
Robert
today.
England, he has...
That was a stupid question.
I don't think he's ever called me.
Really?
No, we've...
What was the relationship like on set, was he?
Was
he cool? Is he scary in person? Does he stay in character? That's my question.
Does he cut steak with those gloves?
No, seriously, is he staying...
Did you ever see V?
These are actually good questions.
Does he stay in character? Is he Freddy all the time?
He's the sweetest, nicest man.
I'm sure he is, but when you're Freddy, I mean, you got to get in that mindset, right?
Of course.
I wouldn't know.
No.
It's just a role. It's not him.
Get your hoagie.
His role is that he should have a podcast.
Yeah.
He was doing podcasts before there was an internet.
Really?
Yeah. I would go.
Ham radio.
There was no ham radio. There would be him in the makeup trailer and me as an 18-year-old kid saying, So you were in this movie, you know, so you were in Stay Hungry with, you know, with Schwarzenegger in the 70s. Oh, and he's like, yeah, and then podcast starts and he just tells and it just goes on for like 2 or 3 hours in the trailer with me just listening and asking questions and him loving talking and me thinking that, wow, this guy, he's like my, you know, he's like my new father figure. He's telling me everything about the, he's going to, you know, and then he walks out of the trailer and the podcast continues. This man, he's a constant font of wisdom and information.
I'm going to use that, a constant font.
Yes.
I love it.
Is that in your porn career?
What's amazing, exactly. And what's amazing about people who like that is that the amount of information that he stores and the amount of information that he spits out.
Wait, hold on. I can't hear you over Keith wrapping up his hoagie. I don't know. He's taking it home.
I don't think he's ever going to finish that
thing. You know, I don't know how.
I think he's got two balls left.
Yeah, I did the me. I did Python. My only horror movie is a snake movie. And Robert Englund was the mad scientist who created the snake.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we get to the table read, and I just did not expect him to be there. I'm like, you know, Will Wheaton and Billy Zabka and Courtney Gaines.
And they weren't even in the movie.
Yeah, no, they weren't. I don't think Courtney was. Sorry, Courtney. Wrong movie. Robert Englund's there. And the script's kind of campy and fun. And we don't know, you know, the vibe. I think Casper Van Dien was there. And
isn't that Prince Casper?
Oh, I laughed.
Yeah.
There's nothing funny about that.
We do it, and he sets the tone of just, you know, human centipede over the top, having so much fun and loving it. Yeah. And everyone stepped up. We went, this could be really fun. We have no money. We're going to shoot in like 2.5 weeks. And then, you know, going to use cheap computer. You know why they do snake movies, a lot of snake movies? Cheapest cycle, animated cycle for computers to do. And it's you can't fuck it up, arms and things. It always looks like a snake to us. And so it can still be like effective, even though a really cheap computer.
But would it fool a snake?
Dude, what?
Fool a snake? Would it fool a snake?
Oh, probably not. I don't think they're interested in the TV at all.
Yeah.
They might
sleep under it. When you go reach up to do the cables, there might be a little asp.
I'm sure there's some snake out there that really loves like Nick at Night. Somewhere.
What's that even mean? Where are we? What's happening?
I'm pretty sure some snakes are interested in TV. You know, there's got to be one. There's got to be.
He's in the sideshow.
I'm waiting for Keith's dessert to show up.
He's in a sideshow, and it's $1.50. You can see the snake that watches TV.
Watch the snake watch Dynasty.
SoCal, jump in here.
I actually, in my, 1994 to 1998, I traveled with the carnival up and down the East Coast, and I went to Puerto Rico twice.
You're a carny?
I was the snake girl, the headless woman, and the gorilla girl.
Like
and
blue. Wow.
And in fact, I'm the only gorilla girl that I know of that Puerto Rico has ever seen.
What does that mean? What is a gorilla girl?
I remember that. Yeah,
gorilla girl.
He had a gorilla girl.
Remember that quote, people. I remember that one. That's a great one.
Four bananas since we've been sitting here, folks, if that has anything to do with anything. So,
the only gorilla girl from Tijuana.
I see? You guys have gone completely different directions.
Sorry.
It was the G-rated...
No, no.
G for girls.
I wasn't going. Wait, why did that seem like it going another
kids?
Way?
These are kids.
Yeah.
And what was the? Didn't somebody bring someone in and you were doing the headless woman, or I forget which illusion you were doing? And you hear, what is it? What does it look like? What is it?
Oh, that was terrible. Went, no, I was the snake girl. Okay. And I see this couple come up. I felt so bad because as a snake girl, I was Angel the snake girl, a head of a normal girl, body of a 12-foot reticulated python, and she would talk to you. So you can actually talk to me. I got maced in that show. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a motherfucker maced me. And I had giant dreadlocks at the time, and he fucking maced me in my locks.
Was there anybody nice that would, like, try to feed you a mouse or anything? Like,
did
you watch Nick at Night?
But so, okay, but this particular
snakes
story,
actually like mace.
About-
so it was actually...
in this
I'm joking,
story,
people. Don't mace your snakes.
Don't mace your snakes.
That's, like... PSA. Yeah. With a little star.
Now, what was
every
the
time
worst?
I show my snake, I get maced.
So wait. So what was the two people
it was
or
terrible.
Something?
It was an older man and a woman.
Took a while.
I know they were talking and he said to her, "So is it real?" And that's when I realized that the guy at the ticket box had charged a blind man $1.50 to come up and see the snake show.
Yeah,
it sounds. Oh, I don't know what I'm listening.
Not good.
What is that? I'm so confused. What happened?
A blind guy got charged $1.50 by a carny to see an illusion.
Oh. That's amazing.
one time I was asked as the headless woman. I was asked to do a radio spot as the headless woman, and I just looked at the guy.
And you couldn't talk. You don't have a head.
Well, I mean, but
how did you look at him?
Well, I was outside the show, and that's what he kept saying. Well, but you're smoking now.
I'm trying to picture this.
But on the radio, that doesn't work.
Right. I'm still want to know what Gorilla Girl does.
Thank you. That was my next question.
She transforms from a regular girl into a 450-pound gorilla right before your eyes, and it goes right back to the Page Museum underneath the La Brea Tar Pits, because in the La Brea Tar Pits, there's an illusion where it used to be an Indian woman and a saber-toothed tiger. Now it's just a saber-toothed tiger. Will transform from the skeleton into a fully fleshed
animal. Oh, yeah. This sounds a lot like Keith's birthday party last
week. That is exactly the illusion.
That was with a donkey girl.
That's the same illusion as the Gorilla Girl.
It's like the Rhea
Patricia Arquette in Human Nature?
I never saw
the
that.
Hirsute Woman? Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, that was great.
No one knows that one.
That's one that made no money.
No, but it's one of the great Charlie Kaufman scripts. It's one of the
really,
know? Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Directed by one, of, and I think it's the first feature from Gilles Gondry. It's good, very good, very good film.
Being on movies or being on location or being a carny, they're all really movie sets are another version, a living carnival. Mm-hmm. You have your little clan
S1.
And you're cruising a town, and you're up wake 3 o'clock in the morning with all your people working and the rest of the town's asleep. You own this fucking place. Move that car. Four grips walk over, pick up the car and move it.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the night. No, we'll put it back later. Neighbors causing problems. The shining lights, they shouldn't be shining, playing music loud. They're like, I wanted to play now. Maybe like $50 would make it worth it if I would show
up. Yeah, they know. So a producer's going to come over and give them money.
Yeah.
So they'll turn it. They'll start mowing their lawn at 3 in the morning.
They get shook down. It's a shakedown, basically, yeah. The movie crew.
It's true.
We've got people on movie sets that are working under fake names. They're union or maybe non-union. That's a reason, but also because of warrants or what have you.
I always use Keith.
And a movie set is a place they can do, you know, work and get paid in cash through like the petty cash and the budget of each department. The department has cash. And, you know, they're always looking for guys with the union hats and stuff like that about walking in. They'll be like, you know, hey, tell Carl to fucking go out the back and just go to Jack in the Box for a while. All right, we got this. So there's been many movies about like hiding the stuntman and they hide the escaped convict on a movie set as the stuntman. And movies are such an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
I love their, you know, and sometimes it can be a ripoff. I don't know why it costs the same to see Cloud Atlas. And I could also see Jack Reacher. But they cost exactly the same at the movie theater. One's a different kind of product, you know?
Yeah, the movies, like Cloud Atlas should have cost more. That would have helped it.
It costs more.
Yeah, it's like, if you want to see Cloud Atlas, you should pay $25, $30, $40. Because they put a lot of, that's six actors, six characters. That's, you know, you should really make it more difficult to see a film like that.
Yeah, make it more difficult to see Cloud Atlas. We're releasing the DVD on Tuesday. Okay, there's this door. You have to knock on it, and then you run a block up. We'll call you on the payphone. We'll tell you where we're dropping a copy.
This has nothing to do with
it. We're only selling it on VHS, and you get punched in the face when you pick it up.
A friend of mine just texted me and said, "You sound sick on radio and not cool sick, like sick." That's really all like in my head. I actually thought I was sounding cool, to be honest with you.
I thought you sounded like Vanessa.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really think you're infecting me, John.
I am not infecting you.
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm over here.
Do you have say that we're in a close.
Are you going to be a zombie in a minute? Are you going to fucking turn into a zombie?
I'm getting over a head cold, but I thought this voice was cool. I don't know.
Now that I know you're sick.
I'm not sick. I'm congested. All right? I'm not contagious.
Can I sit over there, Keith?
You can't. No, you've already been. We need to quarantine that side of the table.
I'm fine.
Sorry.
Bring up the.
Why is it so hot in here?
Like the boy in the bubble. You
guys, John Travolta.
Boy in the plastic bubble.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
two boys in the plastic bubble.
Wow, that was good.
That would be funny.
In the plastic bubble.
Apatow flick right there. Bam.
They both got it. Yep, they both got it.
Gray.
We got to keep them locked up in this shit. I don't know. Hope they get along.
Sounds like a Chuck Lorre script.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
Two men, one bubble.
Two and a half men in a bubble.
Two men, one bubble.
Three possibilities.
What you guys doing in there?
Blowing bubbles. That's John Travolta and you. Oh, it's me.
Why would they be blowing bubbles in the bubble? That doesn't make any sense.
It's like Inception, man. The bubble in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
The bubble.
There can only be one boy in the bubble. It's a death match.
But if they pop the bubble, they both die.
Parents are so white trash, they like rent out, and all the neighbors are there putting $5
in
it.
Yeah. That's a great setup.
There it is. Are you writing this?
Yeah, let's write this.
Okay. Right? You have the pen and paper.
Hey, let's do this. We're
the executive will look at you and go,
the rest of this
you know how
movie.
Long ago Bubble Boy was with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is too soon. Did you see Stuck on You? It's kind of like Bubble Boy meets Stuck on You. We're selling this.
What?
One of them dies, and he has to stay in there because they can't open the thing. So he just sits there with his dead fucking brother for days while they figure out how to get him out.
It's a horror movie.
It's like the human centipede set in a bubble.
He has to eat him. Because
the food delivery hasn't come.
Eat him.
I mean, in a reality, you can do Baldwin's in a bubble. You know, put all the Baldwins in there.
Oh, my God. Stephen would win just from being annoying. Who else would drop dead?
The thing is that it doesn't have... If you don't actually have to be in the bubble...
Yeah.
Then it decreases all... It takes all of the urgency out of it. Okay. Like, if a Baldwin falls through the bubble, who cares? But if a bubble boy falls out of the bubble, he's screwed.
Alex worth a lot of money. He'd be the one you'd have to keep.
But the thing is, all anyone had to do was just... Well, why wouldn't they leave the bubble? They don't die.
Because it's escape proof.
Maybe
escape proof.
Because they're healthy.
This is a whole different kind of bubble.
Maybe
you know what I'm talking about?
Hostile bubble.
No, listen, the bubble is in a leper colony. And if you get voted out of the bubble, you're fucking dead.
So if you're keeping score at home.
You know what?
Two boys.
Do you know any lepers? Do you know any lepers, sir?
Wait, call CBS. They're good at rounding up like kids and shit and seniors. So they can do it. CBS can do that.
CBS wouldn't do it.
Uh oh. Here it comes.
He's finishing up the sandwich.
Hey, we got it. We got it. Bubble Boys with a Z.
Sounds like a rap group.
Like
so,
wasn't that your last porno?
Yeah, Bubble. Yeah.
I got a lot.
What are you doing in there? Blowing bubbles. That's the one line that has to be included in any variation of Bubble Boys. I'm blowing bubbles.
Who's bubbles?
Was that uncomfortable silence? No. We've run out of material.
Bubbles to cook.
Isn't Bubbles a character from The Wire?
Well, Michael Jackson's monkey was named Bubbles.
Yeah, it's still alive.
I just want to say.
Yeah, so that's what you're blowing in
visited
there?
It.
You visited Bubbles?
No, LaToya Jackson.
Oh, LaToya.
Me and my roommate, slash client, actually, we watched.
Slash Tiger Woman.
We watched an entire hour-long documentary where LaToya Jackson went in to visit Bubbles. And Bubbles is at some... sanctuary in northern Los Angeles.
No, she
does.
She's at Cheetahs. In which Bubbles are we talking about?
Bubbles the gym.
Oh, Michael I see.
Jackson's
sorry,
gym.
My
the one
bad.
That he replaced Emmanuel Lewis with.
Right.
Bubbles never died.
Too soon. Go ahead, Bubbles. I mean, you were saying.
Oh no,
he took Bubbles to the
saying.
Oscars.
It was it. It was a show, and I saw it. Right. It was about Bubbles.
And your client is in what what terms are they your client?
I'm a home care provider, and I am lucky enough to take care of my best friend, who is also my client. He has something called arthrogryposis multiplex congenita, which is a genetic disease. And basically in utero, in the final stages, the last things to the fetus's brain sends the electric signal to the elbow, to the joints, right? The elbows, mm-hmm. the wrists. He didn't get that signal. Everything else is fully regular and normal, and he's actually one of the funniest fucking people I've ever met in my life.
He looks like Sam fucking Jackson.
He does, except for the arm and leg thing. And so he's in a wheelchair, and he's fucking awesome. He's like the best person I've ever met.
The little joystick, he can get one arm up, and he flips it kind of half on his side, and he can control and whips around the fucking house and But it needs help with everything and lights and doors and locks and.
But he doesn't need help like telling a joke or telling you off or explaining to you exactly why you should get the fuck out of his house.
It was just like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, he's really awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's client.
Yeah.
Now I'm client. Depressed.
So let's. How about.
Don't be depressed. I love our relationship.
No, it's great. No.
How about a quick life?
We were talking about bubbles.
My life is bad.
That's pretty
sweet. Bubbles.
No, yeah. No. I know. We were.
He was born when Sputnik was launched.
Who's that? Is that another monkey?
No, that's my client.
Your client is Sputnik.
No.
His nickname is Sputnik.
Sput.
His nickname is Sput. He's named after the Sputnik.
Sputnik was a Russian
roommate. Wait, what are we talking about?
He's not Russian. He's African American.
We were at the zoo. We were in a bubble. Now we were in your house. We got tar pits. Now we're
under
the tar moon. Pits.
I think
Sputnik.
Good Lord. Well, I thought there was music playing.
No, in your head. Only in your earphones.
I do want to hear more music. Let's ask a question of the Radio 8 Ball.
Okay. Did you have a question? Sure, you take the cards.
Jeez.
Okay.
Look at me when you do it. So you have a reference or something. You need an eye line or something?
You terrify me, sir.
All right.
You're
I don't know if you need an eye line.
You're a typhoid Johnny.
Insane.
That's my I hate to, am I going to can I don't want to get I how, well, am I going to avoid getting
nervous.
Sick? Am I going to
no,
avoid
come
getting
on.
Sick?
Wow. That's not right.
In LA. Song number 1.
All right.
Numero uno.
But the color is red.
Bestezo.
That?
Yep.
Yes, caller.
We are all fucked.
That's a great Jesus. Song. Caller from 310, thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Yeah, that's clearly meaning that John's going to make me sick.
Why are you outside the glass right now? Seriously.
You're pulling like Eddie Van Halen. He's got the remote guitar.
Did you hear the song?
Yeah, I heard the song. Nobody wants to hear my nose.
Every several or a couple of years, we get the chance to have the pacifying dance. And nothing fucking pacifies your ass like getting sick.
Oh, come on. I am not. I'm getting now.
Andras, I have a question regarding your question.
My voice went out.
Your voice went out?
My voice went out. First, I want to say that was a song called Hold Your Nose and Vote from my CD, A Curmudgeon for All Seasons. And the answer to the question, am I gonna avoid getting sick in L.A.? And what I got was that I need to take some prophylactic measures.
Wow, prophylactic! Are you in the men's room making this call?
No, just I had curious. To leave. I'm outside. I'm on my way home. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
So should we just hold our noses and vote John out of the bubble? Wow. And then bring me back? Is there a payphone? They still have that?
Like he just left his radio 8-ball cards.
You left your 8-ball cards?
His jacket, and he's walking home. Did we trigger you? Are you off onto a manic jag already, fucking Andras? You've only been back in L.A. a week. Come on.
You guys are already... I mean, I think you need to keep John there, because why have him infect the rest of L.A.?
I'm not a zombie. I'm just... Listen, I've got over a cold. I was yelling today. I lost my voice. I had my voice all day yesterday.
You've already gotten over a cold?
Yeah.
Okay, you're cool, Andras, because your infection period is like 1 to 3 days before they become symptomatic.
Yeah.
So you're in the clear, Andras.
Or you could have just poured a little whiskey on it.
I mean, what I heard in the song, Andras, is that you might get sick,
but you'll
do better if you do prepare. And if you take care of yourself before that, it might even prevent it.
I probably barely feel it. Shouldn't have been holding your hand during this whole show. But
people are dying from this shit. There's a 16-year-old cheerleader girl. It died perfectly healthy, and
this fucking flu killed her.
She
couldn't have been that healthy.
Yeah, right. That's
perfectly healthy.
It's killing George Bush Senior right now.
George Bush Senior is flat on his ass.
He just got released from the hospital.
He did.
I think it was either today or yesterday. He just got out.
Okay.
So let's clap for that.
So with hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical care, you could live through this flu crisis. Well, Andras, you can come back
Andras,
now.
Come
That's
back,
a great
man.
Question,
it's
and
right.
I'm glad that you found
if,
your answer
if
on Radio 8 Ball.
If Andras knows the Bushes, he's going to be just fine. What does it even mean?
I'm just going to cover my face, and then I'll come back in.
I wish John would cover his.
Whoa.
Oh,
how dare you?
He's coming back, everybody. Oh, back.
We have a guest tonight. We have a new guest.
Did you bring in a homeless person? Who's here?
No. We're going to be joined by Andras Jones.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on into the...
He's covered his head.
He's got a coat over his head. Seriously. Now your hair is messed up.
We've kidnapped you.
It's so funky in here, man. It's disgusting. It smells like meatballs and... ball sacks.
Or meatball sacks.
Yeah, meatball sacks.
Who knows what was in that hoagie?
Sorry, I was hungry.
Well,
it's terrifying. Really, this is worse than a New York subway in August.
It's more like a Los Angeles subway and Doritos. I think it's very convenient. I think it was in Keith's contract that he has to have a 7-Eleven next door to the studio. Because he'll pop out and come back with Doritos or Fritos or...
I will never pop out and come back. I don't go to a fucking store during the show.
He'll
That's
get a
ridiculous.
Slushy.
Oh, John, could you do me a huge favor,
yes,
sir?
You want to
turn
leave?
Around and shut that door?
Oh, I'll be right back.
No, let the air come in. Oh,
can
my
you bring
gosh.
Keith a cake on the way back?
Wait, no, you should be on the other side of it.
Oh,
can
I
you
see.
Shut
my
the
bad.
Door?
This
no,
is
no,
my
no. We love you, John.
It smells so jeez. Bad.
Thank you. Oh, we left the hallway open. We could get raped right now.
Oh, right. No.
There's a lot of hall rape
our
going
intrepid
on.
Producer... Jeremy, thank you.
Oh, Jeremy's getting raped. Great job, Keith.
Quick, someone film it. Don't help. I think they're making laws where if you don't, like in Paris, if you don't help,
all over them.
If you're like taking pictures of the shit going down, and you're not rushing out to see if someone's okay.
No.
In certain states, you can get prosecuted for, you know, failing to aid or
can't
something.
Can't you get hurt, though? If you go, if somebody's getting outside and he's, you know, going to get, you know, raped. Right? What are we talking about?
This show has taken a really weird turn.
Well, all of a sudden, this is
the date you're on where all of a sudden you're like, this is starting to get a little strange.
Is this the Orlando person?
Like the tea party.
I thought this was a public service. Oh, rape. I thought Keith was actually being informative as to like what to do to stop a rape on the street.
Yell fire.
It somehow started with Subway, turned to rape prevention.
I don't know.
Yell fire. Oh my God, look at this cute cat out here. Oh my God.
Talk about baseball.
Oh, our viewership, our live viewership just went up.
Wow.
That's terrifying. To this show.
Wow. Hashtag rape.
Welcome. What you're about to hear is not PG friendly.
No.
Okay. My question.
Oh, no.
It was good. That was good.
Should we keep talking about rape?
We haven't heard the whole album yet.
No, I don't. You know what? I don't think we need the pop oracle to answer that question. I think we have the answer. I think we know it. Let's just see. What does the audience
think? Can't you come in with just a single next time?
Call in at 1-800-893-9562.
We're going to be on the Christmas album in about 5 minutes.
If you think that we should spend the rest of this show discussing...
Rape. How do you think the Oracle
is it
would
enforceable
do?
Rape? And
that's why they call it called the call sheet, because this is the place you call.
Finish your sentence.
I love it. On the movies, you actually do. You get the thing called the call sheet, and this tomorrow morning you're getting here at fucking butt ass 0-100,
and we will rape you. This is the bone machine.
And you see scene 23, rape.
Yeah.
Scene 25, you know, cops arrive, and you're like, oh great, rape's on the plate today. This is wonderful.
Well,
Keith, I didn't see that episode of Knight Rider you did. Sorry. The very special rape episode.
David Hasselhoff raped me.
That's your clip from tonight's show.
You know, it's...
Kit helped. He wouldn't open the door.
He wouldn't open the door. Kit would not help. Kit was a better...
Michael, do what you need to do to the little thing. I'll tint the windows and hold the door.
I'll tint the window.
Would you like some music, Michael?
Yeah, they played
Stevie Wonder.
Do you have any very white?
Play on.
What is the listenership for something like this?
Going down.
I'm just kind of curious.
We just lost
what kind of person listens to a show like this?
Flowing like the tides.
Other than Vanessa, who's friends with John.
Hey, now.
So she's probably sick.
Yes.
No.
Yes, she was. You could hear the sickness. No.
They've been yelling at each other all day.
Oh, my friend just texted bubble rape.
Bubble rape.
So is there a...
It's a whole nother show.
That was the title of the Knight Rider episode, wasn't it? Bubble rape. Special guest star, Keith Coogan.
Viewership information for advertisers that would like to talk to our producers, go to the website, skidrowstudios.com, and hunt around and peck and poke. If you can't find it, you can't give us money to make us air your commercials. If you feel that what we do and what we talk about is something you think would match up with something you want to fucking sell to people, we'll help you do it, but it's going to cost you, but you got to talk to our producer. So you want to talk numbers and viewership, we got all the downloads, the iTunes, the live stats, 24/7, 365 days a year, this studio is doing something, and we love all of our listeners, our studio families. Isn't that just a terrible, just a chance to whore myself
you
in our great studio?
Like, you better
support us. That's why Hasselhoff raped you.
We will rape you.
Well, dude, like, Earl's going to call and he's like, look, I got this brand. I want to help. Look, no, we'll tell you how it fucking is, Earl, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't you ever advertise with other radio things or TV? I've done tons. Then you don't fucking know what you're talking about because we're different.
I mean, speaking of being different, I got to say, my audience, such as it is not a very pro-rape audience.
Some pecking and poking on the website to sync up.
And I'm thinking that if anyone is tuning in who's like,
I don't have it in my show description, but if it comes up,
I just want to let you know.
Pecking and poking.
That, you know, I don't endorse this conversation.
I'm sorry, Andras. We'll keep
it.
No,
it's okay. It's your show. I just want to make it clear.
You endorsed it when you left the door open to the outside in downtown Los Angeles.
It was something in that
bunk part. You're the one that did leave the door open.
What do you just paint rape on the door?
Exactly. Put a bullseye on your face.
Yeah, we got Monkey Woman here.
Gorilla Girl.
Gorilla Girl.
So, like the water that brought the muddy field that allowed War Horse to plow, I don't horrors. The water also came and ruined the crops and took your chances away. So as we began with rape, we'll now end rape here on Skid Row Studios.
We all want to end rape.
We have, actually, you know what? Can I just keep it going one more second?
Would you like to play a song?
Well, no.
Is it one of yours?
No.
Nirvana's rape.
No.
I want my question to be answered by Prince.
No, here's... This ties into the whole theme of your show.
Rape me.
It's because although John it has very accurately pointed out that the only thing anyone really knows about me as far as an actor is Nightmare on Elm Street, I do have a few other small claims to fame. One of them, very small indeed.
But it's good and insignificant. Go ahead.
I was Drew Barrymore's first on-screen kiss. And everyone, this was in a movie called Far From Home, and it was...
And you brought the soundtrack.
And
the
Anthony producer, Rapp and Matt Frewer and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, and the producers and everyone around. All of, you know, and she didn't really have handlers, but just her people. It was a different era.
Did you handle her?
And they were all like a buzz, like, it's Drew Barrymore's first on-screen kiss. It's her first on-screen kiss. And I'm keep saying to myself, wait, are we talking about the rape scene?
Oh wow!
Where it's like when it's like a quote soft rape in film standards.
Wow. No pun intended.
So she did get pregnant
in the sense that she like we're making out and I get a little bit
didn't
too
shut down.
Like
soft. It was soft rape.
I get too into it and then she pushes me away.
I'm listening.
And then she kicks me in the nuts.
Sorry.
So it's that was good.
Failed.
You dropped like a sack of potatoes.
That's how the show ends tonight, by the way.
So I just want to say,
a kick to the
I have a little bit of experience with rape. And I want to say, guys,
here's a song.
Don't ever. It's going to wind up with you getting kicked in the nuts. I don't recommend it.
Learn from my mistakes.
God, we hope so. We hope there's good kicks in the nuts.
And you know, Hollywood, next time a young actor comes to you, don't make him rape Drew Barrymore.
Wow. I think those days are gone anyway.
Wow. In a horrible way.
She's such a sweet...
Exactly. Yeah, don't rape Sarah McLachlan. Don't rape anybody. And don't make actors rape people.
That scene was deleted out of Boys on the Side. They took that one out.
Sure. I guess there's probably some...
Does anyone remember that film?
Legitimate rape on film.
On the side.
End of the conversation.
What the hell I pulled that out of.
Thanks for extending the rape sequence.
You're welcome. Yeah, that was
Andras. I appreciate it.
Andras did it.
We'd like to thank rape.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to clap to that. I'm sorry.
This episode of Sesame Street was brought to you by Pringles.
Elmo.
And rape.
And
Subway sandwiches. Steel Reserve and rape.
Tickle Me Elmo and rape.
That's why I said that.
Tickle Me Elmo. Totally.
Oh,
good one.
I'm so glad I was here.
Thank you.
Right over my head.
That's all right. It's quiet now.
So hot in here.
It is hot.
You're waving at someone.
Just heated everything up with that discussion.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on. I'll turn on the air.
Keith, there's air conditioning this whole time?
What?
Hey.
The fuck?
You mean we can put our clothes on again?
Are you shitting me? There was air conditioning this whole
time.
There's
air conditioning. Holy crap.
There is no air conditioning.
Oh, all right.
Keith shut it down so a sandwich wouldn't get cold.
Is that a placebo?
It shuts off in the whole building at 8:30.
Were you in a different studio before with air conditioning?
No, it shuts up.
It really smells like a cat peed on us all.
It's warm.
That's the pumpkin pie Pringles you're smelling.
Yes, that's the cat pee. Ooh, pumpkin pie.
There? Oh my God, they don't have BHTQ in there. I'm allergic to that.
There's BHTX. Bathix.
That's perfectly safe.
Yeah, have a few.
I don't know if it's me being contagious or if it's still hot, but I lost 5 pounds.
You did?
Tonight, in the last 20 minutes.
In the sauna.
Yes, I'm not contagious.
Skid Row Studios.
Yes.
This is brought to you by Doritos, nacho cheese chips, finest quality corn substance with some sort of cheese.
Is it really? Are we really sponsored by them?
It's orange. If you want to know a fucking nerd or a stoner, look at the top of their jeans, and if they're kind of orange, that's from Cheetos or Doritos.
So, Keith...
Not if they eat the Cool Ranch.
All right.
The Cool Ranch. Yeah, but then
the orange is something completely
different.
Then
their breath smells like ass.
This is what happens.
Brought to you by Cool Ass Doritos.
When the show goes for 2 hours, this is what happens.
Yeah, well.
That first hour was good, wasn't it?
the whole studio's falling apart right now.
It's because the heat. Everything's melting.
I think it's John's disease.
Well, all right, everybody, plug away. I want to thank... oh, my God. This is my Oscar speech.
Plug away, Keith. Do you have something to plug?
Yeah, it's about fucking time, bastards. thank you for tuning in to Kind of Madness. I want to thank Jeff Fiorentino for my theme music.
So Cal,
for making the trek down here and coming downtown.
All right, so Cal,
let's take her downtown into danger.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
We'll leave the door open.
She used to be a carny. She'll
take care of herself.
She
rolled two drunks on her way in.
And two joints.
And moving Mike.
I think we got the beer. How do you think we got that?
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun robbing that liquor store down the street.
7-Eleven, apparently.
Do we need to know any more about Mysterious Spy Movie Mike than we already have said? Or
if I told you, I'd have to go and kill every one of your all 12 of your listeners.
Wow. None of us.
You are not coming back.
You know what? After the show, they would thank you.
You are not coming back.
Yeah, but I have weird stalker fans that like open three windows to help my numbers. So I felt like three of them.
It was more of a reference to the fact that we lost everyone at the rape conversation. It wasn't.
No, the shit went up. I swear to God. Oh my God. It went up after rape. I really enjoyed that.
A strange sentence.
It went up after rape.
That's not a good sentence. Don't
say
that in court.
It went up after rape? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Now we know that. Those people. People who tune into Skid Row Studios.
What is wrong with you? What happened?
River,
Did you eat one of your cards?
If the Skid Row Studios show goes longer than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. John Donahue, thanks for also making the trek down.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was great.
I figured out, you sound like...
Owen Wilson.
It was great.
Thank you.
Took me a while.
Can I plug a show?
This is the plug away moment.
I know, I want to talk about this. I'm really excited.
I don't have to throw it to anyone because all actors will automatically plug their own shit.
It's a small scene, but it was a fun scene to do. I'm in 1600 Penn. NBC show with Bill Pullman and Jenna Elfman and Josh Gad. No, I'm really excited. I've been paying attention to the show. It's a lot of fun. And it's coming out in February. I'm not sure the date.
They've been publicizing the shit out of that.
It's a fun show, man. I think it's well written, and there you are.
We get to have Bill Pullman weekly.
Bill Pullman, the president from Independence Day. Now he's the president of NBC.
He should be the real president.
He's the president of acting sideways.
They're like, I'll buy that. All right, which way do I vote? Yeah, sure. No, he got us the aliens and shit. Go for it.
He's amazing. How much time do we have?
We have a minute.
Well, I'll tell you the story next time.
Okay.
We got to get to
Andros. What's that? Something's going on.
They're looking at the clock.
I'll just refer people to Radio 8 Ball. If you're interested in that, check out radio8ball.com or just do a Radio 8 Ball search on Hulu on Vimeo or YouTube. And look for my book, Accidental Initiations. And thank you very much, Keith, for having me here. Let me be a part of this.
I did read that book. Please go on to Amazon or what's the other website for Accidental Initiations?
CreateSpace.
CreateSpace and look for Accidental Initiations by Andros Jones. Read this fucking book.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, Skyping, whatever the fuck you're doing to get into listening to what we did here tonight. Have a great night.
My book right as we're going out.
You're going to be so sick.
Get the shakes.
I know.